We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Our friend Susie Jones is going to join us. Susie has an excellent story, and it's a harrowing story because it's the Buffalo police chief talking extensively when we think about what happened 9 days ago. Individual walked in, killed one individual, injured others, three bombs went off, and changed the clinic. Ended the life of a beautiful mother, and a lot of questions still are being asked, obviously so. And Susie is with us. Thank you so much, Susie. We'll get to nonsense another time. Take us through the conversation and what stood out to you. I also encourage people, if they want to read this, WCCRadio.com. Really simple, WCCRadio.com. Jump on in, Susie.
Well, I must tell you that this has been on my mind. Of course, as you remember, I was there with you in the minutes or the hours just after it happened. So we sort of watched this unfold this week and was there again on the 1 week mark on Tuesday and went back to town. Talked to a lot of people about what's being done to help the victims. And it got me thinking about this backstory of how the alleged shooter got a gun, and there's been a lot written mm-hmm. about it.
Yep.
And he alleged, you know, he had a legal right to get a gun, with given all sort of different situations that made it so, you know, maybe some dropped the ball, maybe some things happened. And so I thought, I just wonder if the police chief would ever talk about that with me. Also, we had heard from my colleague, Steve Simpson, who has relatives who lived out there, that there's sort of talk that he's not around. They sort of, I don't know if he's hiding. People were worried about him. He was emotional at the press conference. So anyway, I reached out directly to him. And, you know, he called me back. And I said, let's just start by saying this is all off the record. I just want to get a feel for where you are. I'm not recording this. This is not for anything. So we probably talked for 15, 20 minutes just generally. And he was very candid in the sense that, you know, he knew it wouldn't be repeated. And I'm not going to repeat things that he asked me not to. Sure. But I wanted to talk about the permit. And he said very specifically that he wanted to make sure that this was not all about him, that he wants to really put the spotlight on the town and hoping and helping them to recover from this tragedy and this trauma. And I said, well, I'd also really like to ask you about the permit. And he agreed. And at that moment, I called him back and we recorded an interview, which you can actually hear. I think I'm going to have Dan put that up on the website because it's about a 20-minute interview. And I said, you know, first he walked me through every second of the beginning, which was, you know, always just compelling to hear from their standpoint, what goes through their mind, you know, what's happening in their mind as they go to that kind of a scene. So that was quite interesting.
But so I want to get to that in a second, but let me just jump in here. Why did Greg Ulrich have a permit? And does the police chief think that was a mistake?
He said that he has second thoughts about many things. Including permit. And the question he has is what could have been done to stop this? I did not, per kind of terms of the talk, not dig in. Like, didn't you know that the circumstances were such that this guy had a history. You knew that. But by law, he said on tape, I followed the law. I will continue to follow the law. So he
did
was
the police chief feel like he had all the information available. We hear this so many times, Susie, whether it's a local story, state story, a federal story. We're often in the follow-up. Somebody involved will say, well, if the coordination of information would have been better, we may have approached it differently. Did the police chief feel like he had all of that?
I would say that I cannot answer that honestly, Chad, because
okay.
I did not go push further on the question. When he said, I followed the law, I will continue to follow the law, and that's all I'm going to say about the permit. That was the soundbite on tape that you'll hear. He did talk about, you know, he did allude to, Chad, that notion that whenever this happens, it seems a lot of times people are going, oh, mental health issue, oh, drugs and alcohol issue, oh, all these past calls. But again, you cannot put someone in jail for a crime that they might commit.
Susie Jones is with us. We're talking about Buffalo Police Chief Pat Budke. Is that the proper way to say it, just so I have this right, Susie?
Yep.
Take us through the part of the story when he is first finding out a shooting and something very dangerous is taking place at Alina Clinic.
Well, he was on the phone talking to someone, and he heard it on the dispatch, and he had to stop. He said he wasn't sure if he heard it right. And then people in the office at the police department started to run around. You could see there was activity amped up. And then he jumped in his squad, you know, his car, and he headed over, and it began to sink in on the way over. And as he's driving over, and it's not a far drive, he heard on the scanner, the dispatch say that the suspect was going to be allowing himself to be taken into custody. And he said at that moment, he said a prayer of thanks, because even though it was really bad,
sure,
he knew that there wasn't still an active shooting situation. He said he had fears of a hostage situation. And so that really gave him a sense of pause, knowing still that he was going in to face this horrible scene.
What did he say about his life since last Tuesday and how that's played out?
I think that it has been extremely difficult. Again, off the record, I asked him a bit, and he didn't want to respond to it on tape. But from another source I have, a law enforcement source, he had a hard time at 3 o'clock on that first day of that press conference. As you'll recall, it was noticeable, because he had told this friend of mine, this colleague, that he didn't want to do notes. He thought he could just do it without notes, which is really hard when you're dealing with a tough situation like that. Really always best to have something in front of you to pull you back to reality. At any rate, he was in the press conference, walked in, and this colleague of mine, this law enforcement officer, said that he looked up and the doctor who was the alleged target of the shooting was in the back of the room and stared right at him. And that threw him off.
And this is the doctor who put the restraining order out.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't think he expected to see that person in the back of the room at a press conference. And it obviously, you know, it stopped him, you know, and he got through it. You could tell that he kind of loosened up and was able to speak more freely as the press conference went on, but that was hard. He said he has a very close family. He has a strong faith. He loves that community. He grew up in a small town a couple hours away on a farm. And he's always loved being a police officer. He felt and continues to feel quite, you know, horrible for his officers. In fact, I should mention this week, there is a crisis team from out of state in town that works with everyone in the office, as well as the officers who, again, are going to be, this is going to be on their mind forever, you know, that image of walking into that scene.
For sure.
But I know we mentioned, Chad, that people thought he was, like, missing or emotionally coming unglued. And I don't think that he said that what he did do is not attend the charging press conference that was Thursday. And yep. People noticed that. Again, small town, they notice. And so he thought maybe that was what was contributing to the buzz, as it were. But he was at the city council meeting on Tuesday night, and he posted a nice video with the mayor and others on the Buffalo Strong page. And, you know, as you know, boy, hundreds of thousands of dollars has been donated to the people, yes, whose lives have been affected. So, but it's, yeah, really
enormous
interesting.
Amount of money.
He seems genuine. As you say, I think the big question that maybe we'll know someday, but maybe not, that how much information did he know about the guy? He knew he was in trouble a lot. Right.
So is he really, really good reporting? Again,
thank
Susie
you.
Jones with us. You can check out the story, WCCRadio.com, her lengthy interview and conversation with Buffalo Police Chief Pat Budke, and also Susie's looking to work with Dan on getting the entire interview available, and we'll certainly let you know. You can follow that, too, on WCCRadio.com or at WCCRadio on Twitter. Thanks, as always, Susie. We'll talk soon.
All right, Dan. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.